You're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
Hey, yo, who wants to hear a Frank Sinatra impression?
Florida Friday! This is a dedication, to my favorite state, Florida.
A Florida man says he received some dirty underwear in his Uber Eats delivery package. Yeah, he ordered some Eats, he got some undies. This can happen. I mean, it can happen in Florida, obviously. Ball Harbor, Florida. A man in South Florida had quite a surprise in his dinner order. Leo is his name, had Japanese food delivered to him via Uber Eats. You guys know what that is? That's where Uber delivers your food for you. Uber's taken over the world. Eventually, Uber's just going to deliver our babies for us as well. Just going to pull up in a SUV. Here's your baby. After picking it up from the delivery driver, Leo opened the bag, and in his hotel room, he found in the bag a pair of dirty thigh-length underwear. Disgusting. Unhealthy. It's potentially deadly, said Leo. Leo called the police. Come on. Who calls the police on that crap? You gotta be out of your mind, Leo. What is wrong with you? Called the police. Who would call the police in this situation? Stupid. It's just a waste of the police's time. It's a waste of everybody's time. Just deal with it through the app. You deal with it with the company, you idiot. No, you're going to get the police involved. What is wrong with you? Disgusting. Potentially deadly. Is it? Is it potentially deadly? Some dirty underwear? I suppose. It is potentially deadly, but, you know, when you look at it this way, I mean, anything is potentially deadly, you know? Technically, right? Leo? Leo is also quoted as saying, I thought when I was pulling it out, this sure is a fancy napkin. But it wasn't a napkin at all. It was a pair of thigh-length underwear stained with what looks like human feces. Disgusted. He threw it back in the bag and contacted Uber, the restaurant, and the police department. All of them apologized, but said they couldn't really do anything about it. Yeah. That's why it's stupid to call the police, because what can they do about that? What are they going to have an all-out investigation? Yes, we want some samples of this feces that you seem to have, you claim is encrusted on the thigh-high underwear. We will bring it to the lab for you, sir, and we'll find out who this feces belongs to, and then we'll track down the person who we think owns this underwear, and then we'll drag them down to the station and interrogate them, find out exactly what their underwear was doing in your Chinese food, sir. Or Japanese food, whatever he ordered. What does he think? This is going to be Criminal Minds episode? Leo said it wasn't good enough to have an apology. He called the local news. See, this is the problem with people. This is so... Now look, I'm not going to say I'm not one of these people that gets... I get... You've heard me many times. I get absolutely lit about situations. I really do. I get angry. I make phone calls. But like, this stuff that I get amped about is actually, you know, they're like bigger world problems here. It's like a lot of people will benefit from this. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, recently, the dump trucks in my neighborhood have been coming before 6 a.m. They've been coming really early, like 5 a.m., and that's against the law. And no doubt it's waking up not just me, but my entire neighborhood. So what do? I call the city. I go, this is illegal, right? They're like, yeah, they can't come before 6. I'm like, well, you know, can you let them know? They said, sure. The next 2 weeks, it happens again. And I'm like, all right. So then I call the company, the garbage company, and I get a manager on the phone. I'm like, hey, stop this, okay? And so, like, yeah, I was in an uproar over this. And in that instance, I took action, but a lot of people are benefiting from that, you know what I mean? I'm not like one of these, but this would be like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an analogy here, but you get what I'm saying. This is obviously an accident, in other words. What he's calling about, it's an accident, or it's a prank of some sort, and like, you can't do nothing about that. You can't prevent that. People that want to pull stunts like that, you cannot prepare and put in a safeguard for that, you know? It's just ridiculous. Uber has since put out a message saying that they refunded his money and they've removed the courier from the app pending an investigation. Also, officers are looking into it. However, police did not respond to requests for comment about the incident. Yes, yes, yes. Have you guys ever had any instances like this where you got some takeout? I don't know. You got some delivery and you opened it up and it was like, I don't know. Maybe you got a, you ordered a pizza, you opened it up and like one of the slices was gone or something. That's kind of funny, that stuff. A Florida man has been arrested for shoplifting at Kohl's right after he had a job interview at Kohl's. This is in Spring Hill. A Florida man who had just finished the job interview at Kohl's ended up leaving in some handcuffs because he decided on the way out, they're probably not going to hire me, so maybe I should just grab some shit. Dominic Breedlove, B-R-E-E-D-L-O-V-E, Breedlove, that sounds like the name of an 80s hair band. Dominic Breedlove is charged with retail theft after deputies say he tried to shoplift some shoes just minutes after he left a job interview at the same store in Spring Hill. After leaving the human resources office, the Hernando County Sheriff's Office says Breedlove spotted two pairs of Nike shoes without security tags. The authorities say that he grabbed a Kohl's shopping bag from a previous purchase out of his car, put both pairs of shoes into the bag, and tried to leave the building. He did not get very far. A loss prevention worker was watching him the entire time and called the sheriff's office to report the crime in progress. Breedlove was taken into custody in the parking lot. Breedlove told investigators he was going to give the shoes to his mother. Breedlove said he hopes to have a second interview. Nah, he didn't say that. But it would have been funny if he... What if he was like, hey, no, I can take something. I'm about to work here soon. It's fine. Don't worry about it. No, this is a consolation prize I get for, filling out the paperwork and interviewing at Kohl's. Hilarious. I mean, how do you even... Only in Florida, man. It's just like crazy people. Crazy! I'm trying to think of another instance where... like, what if you... If you were like interviewing to be a waiter at a restaurant and you just jack some food on the way out, like you chew and screw, as they say, you go on an interview and you're like, hey, can I also order lunch here right afterward? They're like, yeah, sure, go ahead. You order lunch and then you just run out on the tab. Hey, did that guy that just interviewed for a waiter just run out on the tab? Yeah. We're going to give him a second interview, though. He had a really great resume. I love it. I absolutely love it. A hair salon offers cocaine with haircuts, say the Florida Keys police. A Key Largo salon owner was busted in an undercover sting operation last week selling cocaine out of his shop. According to the sheriff's office, Robin Michelle Bungalow, age 30, sold an undercover informant an ounce of cocaine from inside the Magic 100 unisex hair salon for $1,200, according to an arrest affidavit. The salon's voicemail was full Monday when attempting to reach the business for comment. Well, obviously. Bungalow from Homestead is being held in county jail on a blah, blah, blah. According to the arrest report, the informant called Bungalow last Wednesday, December 5th, and ordered the cocaine. That's strange. You call this hair salon and order the cocaine? It's just, you can't be doing drug deals over the phone anyways. That's just shit, you're going to get caught that way. You got to be more discreet than that. You got to go to your barber, you sit in the chair, you get it cut, right? You get your hair cut, and then when they hold up that mirror so you see the back, and then they're like, how do you like the back? You go, I like the back. And do you happen to have any cocaine in the back? Like, oh, yes, meet me in the back. You don't just call a phone number. This guy's doing it wrong. Bungalow told the informant to come to the salon to pick up the drugs. The informant bought two bags of cocaine weighing 30 grams from Bungalow and brought them to the detectives who had the business under surveillance. They arrested him, the owner, later that day. So they didn't get a haircut, they just got the cocaine? It should be a haircut and the cocaine. That should be the deal, right? You get the haircut with the cocaine? Yeah. They let you try it right there in the middle of the cut. What do you like? Do you like this quality? This guy has a significant arrest history in the Keys. He had been sentenced to 3 years of probation just the day before his arrest. Just before his latest arrest after pleading no contest to cocaine possession. The charge stems from an August 2017 arrest where cops found cocaine inside a Mentos mince package in his car. He was already serving 3 years probation after pleading. It's like everybody in Florida has a record. This is outrageous, the state of Florida. They all have records. Every time I read a story about someone, it's like, oh, the person was just caught the month before doing, you know, dry humping Santa at the mall. Like, it's like ridiculous. Every time it's a DUI, it's like, this is the seventh time this Floridian has been given a DUI sighting. It's like, yeah, no kidding. It's like the Wild West in Florida. It's outrageous, outrageous. You're getting a haircut, you can buy heroin. It's like, what do you do? The crossing guard's selling meth right now. You cross the street, and you do your little drug deal across the street. Why are you crossing the street? Hold on, let me stop traffic so you can check out my goods. Like, this is outrageous. I'll tell you right now, this cocaine fueled barber was given the fastest haircuts anyone's ever seen. This guy was just like, dude, slow down. Like, no. You're in and out here, in and out. Fastest haircuts in the West, East. Dude, you just got a haircut? That was really fast. Yeah, you know, I think my barber's on cocaine. Yeah, my barber's like a little manic these days. Fast haircuts though, man. No line, no wait at all. No wait. Am I out of my mind? Yeah, probably. Hey, weirdos, it's Friday. Celebrate. It's good. You got a weekend coming up. Maybe do something weird. I don't know, like ziplining in the nude. Send photos. Hey, I want to thank everybody who called the show, emailed me. I want to give a special thanks to my friends Stella Marie and Imani, who sent me another gift. This is a Christmas gift, and it was the most delicious cookies. I mean, so many cookies, like delicious cookies. And, you know, I still have the coffee that you sent me, guys. So the cookies and coffee are just, I mean, you. In other words, you've provided Jonesy with breakfast today, guys, is what I'm saying. What a great, great gift. I appreciate it so much. The love is just wonderful. I'm feeling it. So thank you so much. I hope you all have a festive holiday. You're probably going to be shopping this weekend for holiday stuff. So just keep Jonesy in mind. That's all I'm saying. Also, check out my Patreon. Yeah, Jonesy would like that for Christmas. Go to my Patreon and promise Jonesy you'll send him a couple dollars a month. That would be such a great gift. Unbelievable. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews. Just a way that you can show your love by supporting the show on another level than you usually do. You'll get a free comedy download. That's pretty cool, right? You'll get all sorts of extra media that I put up on there that only my patrons can see. A lot of videos on there too, which is cool. And I'm going to be doing a new video next week. Oh, man, wait till you hear this. This is going to be great. It's just going to be on my Patreon, but check it out. There's a new museum in Los Angeles called the Museum of Disgusting Food. And I just emailed one of the administrators, and she's going to set me up with a private tour next week and possibly an interview with the curator of the exhibit. So I'm going to shoot video, and I'm going to grab some audio of hopefully an audio of the interview that I have with the person who put it together. There's going to be, you get to try, I think, three things every day. They put out three different disgusting foods for you to try. So Jonesy's going to be trying some stuff. Jonesy's going to get daring. They serve like scorpions, tarantulas, eyeballs of some sort, testicles, all kinds of bugs. I mean, it's weird stuff, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. So I'll shoot some video of that as well. And I'm going to put that all up on my Patreon, I think. That's where that's going to go. So my patrons will get to see me doing some crazy shit. All the more reason to join the Patreon. You get my free comedy album. Pretty cool, right? Hey, you can also just buy the comedy album at jonesy.com. You get a discount code weirdo, you get half off. Pretty cool, right? All right, I'm done selling you shit. If you want to call the show, 646-450-2012. You can also email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. Or you can DM me, @funnyjones on Instagram, @funnyjones on Twitter, and Comedian Jonesy on Facebook. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. I love you lots.
Oh my God, Jonesy. I'm so glad that you, a very much male person, was the one who dared to say that seriously about the man-made, man-run BS train that is organized religion. Because see, if one of us females say anything about it, then immediately we could be accused of being a feminazi and antichrist and all this other stuff. You know how it goes. I think you might. You're on the internet enough. You probably have a good idea. So yay for you to dare to speak out the truth about that, right? And oh my God, these nuns. Yeah. Naughty, naughty girls. Probably not going to be on Santa's good list this year. Mm-mm. Of course, the priests have them beat. I mean, we know what they were doing. That's worse than stealing. So.